Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, what is snitch culture? What if your best friend is soon going to become your greatest enemy? We talk about that on how we have a culture that has emerged that is all about turning in your neighbor. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support to get behind our program. If you'd like to email us your questions, please do that at freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, it's charliekirk.com/support. And if you want to join us in Tampa, Florida, go to tpusa.com/SAS. That's tpusa.com/SAS to join us at the Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida, July 17, 18, 19, 20. We hope to see you all there. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Are you saving for retirement or just treading water? Are you depending solely on stocks or mutuals instead of diversifying what you really need? Did you know it's easy to move out of a 401k into precious metals like gold that's predicted to go up $2,500 an ounce soon? Inflation is here, and this could be an answer for you. So call the team at Noble Gold. Do it this month, and they'll give you a gift of a 22-karat American Eagle coin. Just mention the promo code Kirk. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Have you noticed this disturbing trend, whether it be in mayors, offices, or city councils, or even on college campuses? It seems that there is a snitch culture that has been setting in across the country. It seems as if that there is a pattern of people in charge trying to incentivize and reward and encourage citizens turning in their neighbors. This kind of started as a joke on college campuses. There's a thing called bias incident report teams. These happen at major university campuses where students are paid money by the university to snitch and report fellow classmates that might be engaging in racist behavior. In fact, the University of Arizona had this a couple years ago, and this became a massive story. So, for example, I'll just read a couple of these. At Arizona State University, they have a filing of a report of misconduct. At Wittenberg University, they have a bias incident report team, a BIRT. At Wright State University, they have a bias incident reporting system. The Northern Arizona University has a campus inclusion team where anyone may report an incident of bias. So this idea of a culture of snitching and turning in your fellow neighbor starts on college campuses, but it's not staying on college campuses, which we say so often on this program, and we say at the work that we do at Turning Point USA, that this idea of one person being rewarded to look not at their fellow countrymen as a neighbor or as someone as they should get to know, but instead as someone that if they see them do one thing wrong, they can possibly get money or prestige. Now, this trend is nothing new. If you look at the Soviet Union or even at the Gestapo or Mao's Red Guard, every totalitarian government needs a citizenry that is properly incentivized to turn in their neighbor. So before we go any further and we talk about what's happening right now in America, we should ask ourselves the question, why? Why is it that Mao Zedong from 1966 through the mid-70s had his Red Guard? It was a student movement, best known as the Red August of 1966. He encourage citizens to go door to door, to go neighborhood by neighborhood, looking to see who might be a dissident. This was now known in history books, or is well known in history books, as Red August. These were mostly students who called themselves the Red Guard. Why is it that totalitarian and authoritarian governments need citizens to do their handiwork? The reason is that the power of one person, or even one government or one political movement, is by definition limited unless they are able to enlist normal, everyday citizens. We know this is the Gestapo or the brown shirts. It seems that there are limitations on what the Leviathan or the government can do. You see, this idea of snitch culture is now the next step in the authoritarian, totalitarian power grab. They've hit their limit. You see, the constitutional framework that our founding fathers designed for us and the framers thought and prayed over so deliberately has limited the power of Joe Biden and Mark Zuckerberg. So now they have to explore other means. And this is why when you go on Facebook, they're asking you to turn in your fellow Facebook friends if they've been exposed to extremism. You see, tyrants require infantry to fulfill their demands. You see, just Joe Biden yelling aimlessly at the teleprompter is not enough to revolutionize the country. Instead, they need to enlist your neighbor, maybe your sister, maybe your cousin or your aunt. Remember when Mayor Eric Garcetti, who is the failed mayor of Los Angeles, he famously said, "Snitches get rewards." This was encouraging community members to report businesses who were violating his stay-at-home order. Essentially, Mayor Eric Garcetti realized that he would not be able to implement a total and complete lockdown of human behavior unless he expanded the armed forces of the lockdown and got you involved. Play cut 29.
If you've observed recurring violations of the Safer at Home order, please continue to let us know at coronavirus.lacity.org/business violation. You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
We are all safe. Therefore, you should turn in your neighbor. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, what's the problem with this? It encourages citizens to become their own law enforcement. Well, snitch culture sidelines decent neighboring and relationships that otherwise would have existed, and the sort of morality that used to tie us together, and instead rewards the destruction of the common man. Instead of a reward system that says you are driving your neighbor's kids to school or picking up groceries for the little old lady down the street, instead, the idea of what is good and what is considered to be respectable is looking at all times to see when someone might step out of line. You see, when you design a culture around the premise of tattling, around the premise of he's doing something wrong, you will perceive wrongdoing where it does not exist. Let me say that again. You will perceive wrongdoing where it does not exist. And let me reemphasize this point. In this new Orwellian culture that we are entering, every single person will have something that could be held against them that can limit your freedom. You see, the citizens, your aunt, your uncle, your brother, or even your children will tattle on you. They will instead be divided into two categories: the allies of the party and the state, and the subjects. You see, this is a pattern of authoritarianism, which is a theme that we talk about a lot here on this program, which is studying the psychology of people that want more power. And the one attribute that always seems to rear its evil and ugly head is a small group of people needing to enlist normal everyday plumbers and electricians, teachers and firefighters to then become the infantry of the party. They need to have these incentives, and they need to create subordinates to enforce their decrees. And this is not just happening in Los Angeles. We're going to dive into this and how this idea of snitch culture is permeating everywhere. And instead of saying, hey, you're doing something I don't like, can you stop doing that? Instead, it's, I'm going to report you to the government, to the state, to the public health commission, and I will be given a merit badge because of that. The idea of what is virtuous in America went from acting with courage to now rewarding cowardice. It went from going into the street and preventing evil to now peering through your window and seeing it where it doesn't exist.
I can tell you right now, Independence Day with Good Ranchers steak was one word, delicious. No, another word, heavenly. Another word, euphoric. You get the point. Did you know that 80% of grass-fed beef is sold in the United States as imported from overseas? Why? It's because people do not demand America First meat. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com. Their product is 100% American. When you buy steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the country and met with the actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product they are sending to your table is the very best. All the products are individually wrapped, which eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef better than organic chicken right to your door. Buy one time or better yet, subscribe. So here's how it works. People say, Charlie, I don't get it. Does like a rancher come to my home? No. Okay, here's how it is. You get a box. When I got the box here at the office, I saw smiles of every employee and hope. The hope that they had was that maybe we would be doing an open-air Good Ranchers cookout. In fact, people were whispering. I saw one person with almost gleeful expectation in their eyes say, will I be able to open the box and get the trim, marbled, beautiful American First meat? And of course, I kept it all for myself, so none of them got any of it. So you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie to get $20 off and free express shipping. Or use the code Charlie and tell me your reaction to all of it. freedom@charliekirk.com. 100% beef and chicken. And I'm telling you right now, they just send you a box of meat. This is not complicated, everybody, okay? A rancher doesn't come to your home. You don't have to say, hello, good rancher man. It's a box, and it's beautiful, and it's marbled, and it's American. goodranchers.com/Charlie with an S. goodranchers.com/Charlie.
Aristotle famously said, it is a habit of tyrants never to like anyone who has a spirit of dignity and independence. You see, the tyrant claims a monopoly on such qualities for himself, that anybody who asserts a rival dignity or acts of independence is threatening his superiority and the despotic power of his tyranny. He hates him accordingly as a subverter of his own authority. It is also the habit of tyrants to prefer the company of aliens to that of citizens at a table and in society. Citizens, they feel, are enemies, but aliens will offer no opposition. Aristotle, 2,500 years ago, predicted how tyrants and despots will use mass immigration and this idea of the breakdown of trust between neighbors as a way to assume control. You see, the goal of the Joe Biden types and the Zuckerberg types and the masters of the universe is they don't want you to go into a restaurant and see potential friends or relationships that can be made. They want you to go with fear that maybe the person sitting in the booth behind you at the local Applebee's, maybe the person sitting in church next to you is someone that might see you violate a thought crime. They might see you say or do something that isn't in line with the party. They might see that you are not vaccinated. Cut 32. Jen Psaki, who is the press secretary of the United States, I guess you could, or the government of the United States. You see, we have to differentiate between the country and the government. I don't like doing that at all times, but there is a difference between the people running our government and the beliefs and the morals and the values of the greatest republic ever to exist. Jen Psaki says that She will go door to door to Americans to see if they are vaccinated. Show me your papers. Cut 32.
President will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community by community door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
She will now, she says, we are going to go door to door. Now that always works nicely, right? When the government decides to go knock on doors. Guten Tag, willkommen. Are you vaccinated? If not, show me your papers. Now, of course, Media Matters says, how dare you make that joke? No, no, no. I'm saying that they're the ones that are abusing their power. We all know where this leads. This idea of snitch culture, the government of the United States, the people in charge are going to go door to door. Now, I hope, I pray, I want more than anything else to have one of these paid apparatchiks that work for the Biden government to show up at our door. In fact, I would love to have one of the vaccine enforcement patrol show up at the Turning Point USA headquarters. They will show up and they'll say, hello, we would like to tell you, we'd like to ask you whether or not you guys are vaccinated. Maybe we can give you some cash, some beer, some weed. And, you know, some people are saying, Charlie, what should I say in response to that? Now, here's what I will say to all of you. If you get one of these wonderful knocks on your door, film your interaction with these people. Ask them some very simple questions. Have they ever heard of VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System? And we have some very, very big announcements coming up against mandatory vaccines. But we know what this is really about. This is not about vaccines with Joe Biden. It's about obedience and control. It is creating a template and a blueprint of how they can get the citizenry of the country to conform to their wishes and their demands. Snitch culture is now growing across the country. And the reason is that there are only so many government bureaucrats they can employ. And also, snitches are not bound by the Fourth Amendment. Snitches do not have to get a warrant to spy on you or to be able to search and seizure your personal items. You see, snitches, they're everywhere. And it creates and it breeds this culture of distrust. In the Soviet Union, you didn't know if you were walking into a restaurant, if someone was watching and listening to your every conversation. It breeded paranoia in the people. You see, when there is a lack of trust, it's also really hard to enact commerce. So you think about, there's a great story by my friend Vishal Mangalwalbi, who wrote a phenomenal book by the name of The Book That Built Your World. And he talked about how trust and private property are the two most important things to make sure a market can succeed, even more than low taxes and low regulation. And he contests that it's more important for an economy to have trust and fair courts to be able to, let's say, adjudicate differences, be able to say, this is someone's property. This was a proof of contract. This is their receipt when they purchased it. Even more so then low taxes and low regulation, those things are important. There's a story that Vishal told about when it came, he tells about in his book, The Book That Built Your World, about the difference between, I think the country is Denmark. No, it was the Netherlands. Between the Netherlands and India. And he's an Indian telling the story that he was at a church conference in right outside of Amsterdam. And what someone that he was getting to know really well said, hey, Vishal, let's go for a drive out into the country. 20 minutes out into the country and let's just enjoy and let's get some milk. He said, okay. And it's kind of dairy country out there. And they went out to this specific farm and they pull up and there's no one there. And there's kind of a barn and you walk into the barn and it says, and it had a cooler full of fresh milk that was obviously from the dairy farm not too far. And it says, please serve yourself and, you know, pay 5 euros or whatever the currency is in Amsterdam. I think they're on the euro. And Vishal was struck by this. He said, wait, this is a process. This is a system where there's no one here policing this. And he said, yeah, look, here in this neighborhood, we all trust each other. And therefore, there's no need to have someone that we have to pay to man this at all times. So what does that do? It brings down the price of milk. Because then you don't have to pay for someone to serve it. You don't have to pay for someone to protect it. And then if you trust everyone to give the right change and not steal all the change, it also, you, the customer trusts that the milk is not spoiled. So Vishal is just stunned by this, and he grew up in India, and he jokes around to his friend. He said, in India, not only would people steal all the milk and steal all the money, but they'd steal the cows too. And the point is that if you do not have trust in a country or in your community, it requires you to have all these other checks and balances. It requires you to put in all these other provisions that will raise the cost and will make it less likely for you want to transact with your fellow neighbor. You see, the culture that is being advanced right now by the party in charge and by the people running our government is one that you're always looking over your shoulder. This is why you're seeing violent crime increase. This is why you are seeing people completely indifferent when women are getting raped and mugged on the subway in New York City. Not my problem. It's not the police's problem either. So whose problem is it? So then you start to see this slow motion deterioration of your nation. And to reinforce this point, the tyrants know this. So they are trying to raise an army. You see, when an army is typically raised, they'll put posters out or public awareness ads. Go join the military, the few, the proud, the Marines. Uncle Sam needs you. Instead, they are raising a shadow military. They are raising up a shadow enforcement arm, a Red Guard that very well could be the person that just served you your coffee this morning. This was from last summer of snitch culture just beginning. Cut 30, Smirkanish on CNN on how the St. Louis governor, no, it should be mayor, not governor, the mayor of St. Louis asked its citizens to report businesses who were not following the stay-at-home order. Play cut 30.
In the last week of March, the St. Louis County government asked its citizens to report any non-compliant businesses via a dedicated email address or online form. The COVID-19 stay-at-home order report of abuse and wrongdoing, which says, by reporting violations, you play a critical role in helping us make sure that everybody is doing their part to prevent the spread of COVID-19 by following the stay-at-home order. As reported by local station KSDK, within little more than a week, the site received more than 900 such tips from concerned people wanting to keep their community safe.
Wanting to keep the community safe. The CNN report continues to explain how when filling out the report form, you have to check a disclaimer that says your personal information may be released to the public. Let's play cut 31 of how our government on a local and state level, they are meeting their limitations. So they are now trying to raise an army. The army might be your best friend. Cut 31.
But the concerned tipsters perhaps didn't read the fine print on their complaint forms. Before you could submit the online claim, you had to fill out personal information, including, and then check a bunch of disclaimers. I have been advised that this form and any other communication may be considered an open record pursuant to the Sunshine Law. Somebody utilized that law to obtain the names, and someone else posted all of them online with the headline, "Here you go, the gallery of snitches, busybodies, and employees who rat out their neighbors and employers over the panicdemic."
At Colgate University, students sent a memo encouraging them to report fellow classmates who violate social distancing guidelines and to include names so action could be taken. Similar instructions were sent out at schools across the country, University of Colorado Boulder, University of Pennsylvania, Yale University, and colleges have even developed hotlines in place to report risky activity. So we know this has happened before, but let's go a level deeper. This is something that we always try to do here on the Charlie Kirk Show, not just tell you the news, but explain why and go into the philosophy, the psychology of the reason things are happening. So this happened in Mao's China. This happened in Mussolini. This happened with the National Socialist Workers' Party in Germany. This happened in the Soviet Union. But why? The reason is that when you start to have a totalitarian government, many people want to be part of that team. You see, fear is a driving motivation. And a lot of people out there and many citizens They don't want to be caught on the wrong side of a vaccine enforcement squad. Show us your papers, which is what's happening. And so weak and cowardly people want to be on the winning team. And they are enlisted in the enforcement squad. And they are told that they are doing the right thing for public health because the experts tell us to do it to go fight extremism. One recent example is a undergraduate student by the name of Jessica Zong, who hosted and attended parties while she was in college. While Cornell's university's mandatory COVID-19 educational training and common sense should have been enough to deter people from partying. So now there is a petition to kick her out of Cornell University. Now it says she's part of the 2024 class. That means they want to rescind her acceptance. You see, this culture is now permeating not just in public health departments, not just in social media actions, but also we are now encouraging and we are supporting and we are rewarding and we are platforming the next generation to not look at themselves and say, man, maybe I can make better decisions. Maybe I could be a better human being, instead to be scanning the horizon for anyone that might violate the rules. Now, the rules might make no sense. The rules might have been achieved in some sort of tyrannical fashion, but instead, there's always going to be a portion of the citizenry that wants to be on the side of power, because their subconscious urge that they have yet to reconcile is they are afraid that if they do not take action early and be on the side of the state, that they might end up with the raid coming down their door. Remember, dictators always need to have subordinates. And when you design a culture around tattletaling, you will perceive wrongdoing where it doesn't exist. Maybe you want to get that extra merit badge of reporting in your best friend. Maybe you want to get the special ceremony where they say, well done, little Johnny, for reporting in your parents. You see, the idea of children reporting in their parents, that happened all throughout Mao's China. In fact, it is the pattern of tyrants to try to get children to turn against their parents. Did you know that this pattern, or did you realize that this template, this Marxist totalitarian template, means that your children will be told and instructed and trained to turn you in? Your children will be used against you in this new era that we are entering. Now, this is only the latest trend in a deterioration of trust. We need bonds that tie us together, and the moment they no longer exist, then all of a sudden that vacuum will be filled with people who wish to preserve and protect their own power. Snitch culture sidelines decent neighboring. Your best friend might end up becoming your biggest enemy. And this all stems from the limitations that tyrants and people like Biden and Whitmer and Pritzker have on their own power.
Charlie Kirk here, and I've warned you about home title theft, where criminals and cyber thieves remove you from your home's title and become the owner. I said you better get home title lock because it's coming. Well, if you're on Facebook, that big breach is here. Facebook has 500 million accounts exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything criminals need to take over as the new owner of your home was leaked. That includes name, address, and personal information. It's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or even have you evicted. So do what I did and protect your home's title with HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for the 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Again, go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code RADIO. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code RADIO.
So what do you do if you get the knock on the door? Vaccination Enforcement Squad, this is Jen Psaki here to see you. What do you say? Well, number one, I would film that encounter. I would be interested to see that. And then I'd say, have you ever heard of ivermectin? Did you know that this is an experimental vaccine? How much do you know about hydroxychloroquine? Do you know any loved one or friend that has got the vaccine and had an adverse reaction? Have you ever heard of anyone dying after getting their first or second shot in a very unusual way? What do you have to say about the Northwestern University student who got the vaccine, then had a heart disease, and then died? She was 19 years old, and she was a Black woman. Does that life matter to Black Lives Matter? I would ask these questions and more, but the point is this. The only way to defeat snitch culture, the only way to defeat all of this, the enforcement arm, the knocking on the doors, and there is a proven playbook of this, is that everyone listen to this right now. You have got to get into gear, and every time that you come across one of these smug, snitching tyrants, you have to call them out. You got to look in their eyes clearly, and you have to say, you are what's wrong with our country. You want to whisper behind my back and report me to the authorities? Look at me in the eye and tell me I'm doing something wrong. This only ends when we stop being afraid that we will be turned in and we act with courageous action against the people that are trying to do their best to destroy the ties that bind us together. What am I really saying? We have to get more confrontational. That's right. Anytime you come across any of these people, it is a mandate for you to act. And that goes from whether it be at a grocery store where someone comes up to you and they say, you're not wearing your mask correctly. And say, well, you're not acting correctly. Have a nice day. Take a hike. The point is, are you going to allow your behavior, are you going to allow your decisions to be molded by people that do not care about you at all? They only care about their self-importance and they care about control. You see, embedded in snitch culture is a culture of intimidation. It's a culture of oppression. And right now we see this starting to get implemented, but I'll be honest, we are not seeing enough reaction against it. This only will change when we start to call out the snitches for what they're doing. All of a sudden we should say, no, that person right there, they're going to report me to the public health department because they're too afraid to act with clarity and confidence and courage. And this is a law of nature, and this is a rule of humanity. Darkness hates light. They hate it when they get called out. They hate it when they get brought into the public eye. You see, only when we start to give visibility to this form of corrosive culture will things actually start to change. You see, the tyrants and the people in charge, Gretchen Whitmer, Governor Newsom, Andrew Cuomo, Lori Lightfoot, Bill de Blasio, who's a total disaster, they are betting and counting on being able to raise an army of loyal citizen sycophants who will do their handiwork in the pews of churches, who will do their handiwork around dining room tables at family gatherings, do their handiwork in college dormitories, who will do their handiwork in places that the government is not welcome. You see, they want to expand the government. They want the government to not stop at its constitutional limits. They want to be able to have people that you can see and cannot see as undercover agents working for the state. You see, part of snitch culture and part of what the tyrants want is to create almost a sleeper cell operation where you look around your shoulder, you look over and you say, is that person reporting me? Is that person spying on me? And that only changes when the snitches are afraid of you. That only changes when the snitches are not given a reward, but they are given a punishment when they turn you in. That only happens when we decide to say that it is immoral and it is wrong, unseemly to make a profession or a career or to say you're doing something moral to turn in your fellow countrymen. We need a restoration of trust and the neighborly attitude that built America. And when that returns, the snitches will run to the hills and go apply for a job at the government, which is exactly where they belong. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.